Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon. 50 degrees outside, expecting a high near 52, but we could still see a few showers in the area this Friday. Our top story deals with Blue Harbor Resort and a change in ownership. It was announced today that Chicago-based entrepreneur Gerald Forsyth will take full ownership of the property on Sheboygan South Pier. He and Massachusetts-based Claremont Companies bought the resort back in 2011. In a press release, Claremont announced they are happy with the transaction and the renovations and improvements they helped to lead over the past few years. Terms of the transactions were not released. Also announced today, the resort will be seeing a $1.7 million investment that will be focused on expanding the indoor water park, expand fitness, spa, and salon services, improvements to meeting and event areas, and the addition of a new indoor mini golf facility. Those improvements are expected to take place later this year. There was quite a bit of damage in an apartment fire in Fond du Lac this morning. Division Chief of Fire Prevention Troy Hazy says they were able to restrict the fire mostly to a second floor apartment.
Sure. I mean, there's heavy damage to apartments the fire was involved in. And then, the hallways and stuff in and around that apartment are damaged as well. I mean, the hallways and ceilings are all torn down. There's water damage throughout that section of the structure that has about four apartments in it.
He says they were able to safely evacuate the tenants and even some pets. He says they still have to determine the cause of the blaze. Just under 140,000 Wisconsin residents obtained health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act as of April 19th. More than 90% were people and families eligible for federal subsidies. The Obama administration says 8 million people nationwide enrolled in coverage through healthcare.gov. Governor Scott Walker is not going to call lawmakers back to Madison for a special session on the voter ID law. Walker had considered doing so before a federal judge in Milwaukee this week overturned the law. The governor says the state will take its chances on having the law reinstated through the appeals process.
I think it's pretty clear from my understanding of Judge Edelman's ruling that he just objects to the principle of that. And so I think an appeal is the most likely path for the state.
U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman ruled the law is discriminatory against minority voters because they are less likely to have a photo ID. State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan was a main author of the bill and said he wasn't surprised by the recent judge's decision. Lipom saying that he is in favor of an appeal and feels the law, and he feels it is constitutional. He said, quote, "Never did I imagine that asking an individual to prove their identity before voting would be such a controversial issue." There was a hiring boom in April. A lot of Americans found work, and the unemployment rate hit a 5.5-year low. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has details.
Employers besting expectations, adding 288,000 jobs in April, the largest single-month gain in 2 years. Those gains are widespread. Increased hiring in professional and business services, retail, food service, and construction. The overall unemployment rate plummeting to 6.3%, the lowest we've seen that figure since 2008. Still, some of that drop is due to a surge in discouraged out-of-work Americans giving up the job search. Those not looking for work are not counted as unemployed in the government survey. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Secretary of State John Kerry is the target of a subpoena to testify about Benghazi. California Republican Daryl Issa, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, announced the subpoena on Twitter today. Issa said the State Department has failed to meet its legal obligations to release all relative documents on the 2012 terrorist attack at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Two people who were allegedly involved in trafficking a 17-year-old Milwaukee girl who were arrested in Sheboygan County a couple of weeks ago have now been formally charged in Manitowoc County. Authorities in Manitowoc said the girl was in the back seat of a car that was stopped for a traffic violation in Sheboygan County on April 23rd. Sheboygan County deputies learned that she had been sexually assaulted at a home in Manitowoc County. The girl was taken into protective custody and turned over to her parents. 22-year-old Jujawin Shaw of Milwaukee and 52-year-old David Dulick of the town of Schleswig remain in the Manitowoc County Jail on charges of trafficking a child and sexual assault of a child. Land O'Lakes is planning to close a cheese plant in Denmark and expand another in Kiel. The Minnesota-based co-op said yesterday it will stop processing milk at its Denmark plant near Green Bay on July 1st and will start laying off 90 employees. The plant makes provolone and mozzarella semi-soft cheeses, and the firm said both have not been profitable. Meanwhile, Land O'Lakes said it would build a multi-million-dollar expansion at its plant in Kiel. It was not immediately known whether any of the Denmark employees would be offered jobs at Kiel. Wisconsin's tourism industry continues to grow. State Department of Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett had a lot of numbers, And it's all good.
We have great news to report, and that is Wisconsin tourism is up $700 million from 2012 to 2013. So that's a 4% increase. Our total visitor spending was $17.5 billion.
Wisconsin tourism supports nearly 185,000 jobs and $4.6 billion in personal income. Visitors generated $1.35 billion in state and local tax revenues last year. All counties in our listening area did see increases in tourism spending and sales. Sheboygan County continues to collect the most with over $500 million last year. As for your forecast, cloudy with some scattered afternoon showers and a high near 52. Tonight, cloudy, scattered showers still possible, low near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, chance of showers and a high near 58. Sunshine on Sunday and a high near 54. Currently 49 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 1206.